Voting is underway in a crucial by-election in the seat of Farah, left vacant by the resignation of Susan Lee. Pauline Hanson's One Nation and a Climate 200-backed independent appear neck and neck to replace the former Liberal leader in the massive regional electorate. But analysts believe preferences could get the Populist Party over the line, while coalition candidates will struggle. The Redbridge Group says some voters now see One Nation or independent candidates as credible and viable alternatives and are making deliberate choices to give their support to those candidates rather than engage in protest voting. Director of Research at the Redbridge Group, Simon Welsh, says the Liberals' choices during the campaign might cost it votes.
The Liberals may have made a mistake in their campaign here in Farah, which is, you know, we're being told that a lot of what the Libs are doing is just reminding voters that they are the establishment. So they've run negative campaigns on the independent, they've run negative campaigns on One Nation, but they haven't really given these voters something to vote for. They've treated it as a protest vote problem, when in fact it's actually a power problem.